think I'm a nice guy, TJ. Mm-hmm. Dylan Marlowe was here. Remember for the Eclipse? He was performing with us.
He was also a nice guy.
Super nice guy. And he goes, am I alone? Am I weird? I said, I don't know. I just met you. What? And he goes, I'm right-handed. I throw right-handed. I play guitar right-handed. Right-handed. I sign right-handed. But I brush my teeth with my left hand.
Yes, that is weird.
That's all. That's the only thing he does with his left hand is brush his teeth. He goes, everything else is right-handed. I'm like,
I can't imagine brushing my teeth with my left hand.
I'm right-handed. Nope, I brush my teeth with my right hand. What are you?
I'm right-handed and I brush my teeth with my right hand.
Same.
Okay, well, Dylan Marlowe, maybe it's a unique talent or maybe you are alone on this.
Could be an artistic thing where you think with the other side of your brain.
Maybe.
He's working on becoming ambidextrous and it's one task at a time.
Okay, what's next? First, it's the brushing of the teeth. How about you? Are you like that? You switch hands, you're not dominant hand, you switch it to brush your teeth like Dylan Marlowe there. What Dylan's got?
My baby brother is left-handed and back in the day, they in school, for some reason, in Nowhere, Missouri, it made them crazy that he was left-handed, and they taught him how to write right-handed. They made him learn.
What?
So now he can write with both. Yeah.
I guess that's cool that he could do both, but why would you want to change him?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was the 80s thing. I don't know. But in school, they discouraged him from writing with his left hand.
And as you hear that story, you're thankful you didn't grow up in Missouri. Morning Coffee Club. Happy Monday morning. Everybody's feeling good. Got our bills gear up.
I've got on my Josh sweatshirt. Love it.
And I had a problem falling asleep last night after the game.
You don't understand. Like, Steve started snoring. I was surprised. But I could not get my adrenaline back down to a reasonable level to be able to enter REM. I'm not kidding. The REM cycle, I don't even think I entered it last night. I was so excited. I was so excited because the whole time I was like, remember the 13 seconds. Remember the 13 seconds. Yeah. Like, I just did not, you know, I just didn't want to give up.
And I kept trying to talk myself into going to bed. There's a bye week coming up. We won. There's a bye week. Go to bed. There's a bye week.
I know.
You know what I mean? Coming up. Oh, boy, that was tough. By the way, we just brought up Dylan Marlowe, who was singing the song Boys Back Home with Dylan Scott. When he was in town for the Eclipse, super nice guy. And we're like, hey, and we had all just met him. So we're like, hey, tell us something about you. He goes, well, maybe I'm weird. I do everything right-handed, but I brush my teeth with my left hand. And we're like, what? Mm-hmm. Writes with his right. Throws the ball. Plays the guitar right. Brushes teeth with his left hand. And on the Donuts Light text line, many others are saying they felt different growing up being left-handed. When did left-handed become acceptable? You were saying from Missouri,
In the 80s, my brother, they would discourage him from using his left hand and put that pencil in his right hand.
Is that crazy?
And it's so... And he's always been like a really good artist. Mm-hmm. And he starts drawing things from the bottom up. So...
Left-handed. When did it become acceptable? The left-hand people around me, my friends and family, I always think they're smarter than me or maybe a little bit crazier than me if you're left-handed.
Well, this texter said, they used to slap the left hand if you used it and made you use the right hand. Grandparents, the Italian old way. I'm left-handed. Well, now, ambidextrous.
Wow, because they kept slapping his left hand to use his right.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
But they did, so it's the same with my brother, because they forced him to use his right, now he uses both.
And doesn't he build houses or creates architects like that?
He designs houses, but he's always been really creative. So now I think our minds are open, we're a little more educated, and he always drew from the bottom up.
But what do you mean from the bottom up?
He started, you know how when you draw a picture, you start either in the middle or at the top?
Usually, yeah.
He would start with the feet, at the bottom of the page.
Really?
Yeah. And then go up.
Interesting. It's that creative mind, the left hand. If you're left-handed right now and you've got a different skill that you've noticed throughout your life, please share it with us. What do you do different as being left-handed? 585-252-WBEE. The club, we're catching up with Thomas Rhett next hour, 7:25. He's a fun guy. We got to get deep into some of his new music and behind the scenes, him and his family. They are so cool. We get to see a lot on social, but let's hear it right from him, Thomas Rhett. That is coming up. Heather, you are around a lot of left-handed people.
I actually work in an OR setting, and I've worked with a ton of left-handed surgeons. So it seems to be more common among surgeons to be left-handed.
Oh, really? Because the people I know that are left-handed around me throughout my life have either been way smart or way crazy, just so they go sideways. Maybe it's just the creative juices up there.
Yeah, so to kind of tag along with your creative juices, I've met a lot of left-handed surgeons.
Interesting. My grandma was left-handed as well, and she used to complain that kitchen utensils and stuff weren't made for left-handed people.
Right, yeah.
So I'm glad that surgical tools can work either right-handed or left-handed.
Yeah, you do have to load the needles different, but, I mean, other than that, they make it work.
Interesting. I remember as a youngster, I was like 14 and I looked older, so I was working at a restaurant and they knew I was young and very naive. You know, you're just starting off. And I remember they're like, hurry up, go to the back, find a left-handed spoon for that lady's soup. And I walked around for like 20, 30 minutes looking for a left-handed spoon.
You ding-a-ling.
And I actually went back to the lady, I'm sorry, I couldn't find that left-handed spoon. Will you be all right? And she just started laughing and the whole crew was laughing at me.
Yeah, so another funny story. My grandmother was actually left-handed, and we named my sister as well as my daughter after her, and they are both left-handed.
Ooh, so it runs in the DNA.
Right.
The Bills definitely lived up to the hype, knocking off the undefeated Chiefs. What a great game. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. But on Friday, there was a lot of hype for that fight, Tyson versus Paul.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was out at an event. I thought I missed it.
Yeah.
I get home. It's like 10 o'clock. I go, oh, I probably missed it. Let me just see what's happening. And Netflix is having a weird time rebuffing. And all of a sudden, I'm at the very start of these guys that the lead-up matches. I'm like, didn't that happen already? We're not there yet for the Tyson-Paul fight. So I don't want to watch some of the undercards. So I leave and I come back rebuffing.
Buffing.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what's wrong? What did I do wrong? I thought it was me.
60 million people worldwide fell for this whole sham. It was a sham. Oh, my gosh. My son was so upset. You don't understand. I have video of him sitting in front of the TV. He's gearing up. He's getting ready. He's like, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Yeah.
Because he's 12.
Right.
And he's been waiting for this. So he watches all of the beforehand, and then it starts buffering. And he's like, everybody get offline. Get offline. He's thinking it's our Wi-Fi.
He's thinking it's his fault, too. The family.
Yeah. And he's like, everybody get off the Wi-Fi. Oh, my gosh. Why is this Wi-Fi? But it ended up it was Netflix because 60 million people were watching it.
Netflix needs to stop doing live events. They did a live Love is Blind reunion 2 years ago, and it was 3 hours, and it was the same thing. And not nearly as many people were watching the Love is Blind reunion as this match, I'm sure. But they should probably get out of it. It's not even as good as when you're on TikTok and like somebody's live streaming the Eras Tour. Like, TikTok's doing a better job of a live stream of a concert than Netflix is right now.
It didn't matter. We needed that buffering time to realize that the whole thing was just a sham. What a setup. What a joke. And my son was like, it was all scripted. It was all junk. I can't believe it. Like, he was just, it was like.
I want to see a real knockout,
Mom. It was like
one
of those sad learning moments in life. Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I'm going to bed. Because it didn't happen until, it's at 8 o'clock, didn't happen until after midnight.
Yeah. Like, all this buffering's going on, and I'm dozing off, and finally I got to live, and it goes, and we're 30 minutes away.
I was
done. I had to watch the highlights. I didn't even see it. And so you're saying
we all stayed up for it, and then we all were like, oh, that wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I'm glad I fell asleep then.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
It was a better moment for me.
Awful.
Good news, though, on Saturday, John Jones from Rochester, UFC. Big heavyweight champion. He knocked out his guy big time.
Well, I should have watched that instead. It would have been a lot less upset.
Yes.